You got to take care of your energy unit, folks. You want massive levels of success, and you want balance in your life and success in every area, you need to exercise. So I want you to open with me right now doing some jumping jacks. That's right, get up, get out of your chair right now, stop what you're doing, and what would this have to do with motivation? Everything. Come on, try it for yourself. Let's go, everybody get up. Let's do 10 jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3. I feel like Jack LaLanne right now. Remember that cat? He did pretty well with his life. All right, come on, let's do it together. All right, you ready? 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Now, man, I need to get in shape. Do you feel different than you felt a few minutes ago sitting in your chair? Feel the energy in the room, folks. I know you guys are laughing right now. You're cracking up. You're making fun of each other. You're having exchanges. You're extroverting. This is about motivation. How do you stay motivated? If you're not getting exercise, if you can't change the temperature of your body, if you can't change your ability to feel stronger, if you can't at will change your state and your tone and your enthusiasm level, then you can't have success. Exercise is one of the easiest ways to do that. Certainly you feel different than you did just 5 minutes ago. I know you did. It's impossible for someone to do 10 jumping jacks and not feel different. This is how I start my days. You know, when I want to make the most of my day, I lay in bed, I get up in the morning, bang, first thing I do is exercise. I do 10 jumping jacks, man, bang, immediately, man, I'm into the world. I'm out of, oh God, today I got to get up, I got to do this. Immediately gets me out of my head, grounded in my body, my energy's moving around. I mean, I'm electricity. When the electricity stops working, you die. Body falls, there's still electricity. I don't know where it goes, but what I want to do is get that electricity moving all the time. I want to get to high levels of production. And the sooner I can get that happening in my day, if I wake up out of bed, get up, do 10 jumping jacks, I've created production. I've created energy. You can have financial success, folks. You can have status in your life. You can have lots of different levels of success in your life, but can you have longevity? Can you last? Can you have personal happiness in your life to go along with your success? To have that, you got to take care of the container, your body. You got to take care of your energy unit. That's what it is. This is a unit of energy. It holds energy. Everybody has lots of energy. Man, he's got so much energy. Everybody has lots of energy. But when you're low tone, you're bored, you're not producing, you're not going to operate with high levels of energy. You can control it. You can start it. You can change it. And you can stop it. You can start your energy level by just doing this. Bang, I'm going to get up right now. I'm going to do some push-ups. I'm going to do some sit-ups. You change your energy level. You start it, you change it, then you can stop. Okay, I don't have to keep doing this all day. The energy is now moving. What is exercise anyway? And how does exercise relate to motivation? Well, exercise is movement. I move, okay? This is movement. I move. I move my body, right? When I move my body, I produce. I walk, I run, I lift, I stretch, I do sit-ups or push-ups. Anytime you move your body, you create energy. And energy creates momentum. You get energy going this way, that ocean, that wave's coming in right now. It creates energy, right? And the more energy that is produced, the more production will be created. Production, you want to write this down, production for everyone's life, production creates morale. Higher levels of production create higher levels of self-worth and morale. No matter what anybody tells you, oh, you need to feel good without doing anything. You know what? You will not feel good if you do nothing. If you sit home all day and don't do anything, I promise you, no matter how much you love yourself, you will not feel good about yourself. See, if I spend more time exercising the use of the telephone, okay, the telephone, I pick the phone up, I'm going to make a phone call. Bang, here's the phone call, I'm going to make the phone call, okay? The more time I spend on this phone, the more energy I produce. Would you agree? That's exercise too. The more production I create, the more morale I have. The more morale, the more motivated. It's a cycle. The more morale, the more motivated. The more motivated I am, the more I want to do something. It's really simple, folks. Success is really simple. Oh, no, you need to go to school and you need to learn this. No, you need to do this. It takes money to make money. Hey, all that is garbage. It is false data. It's lies that you've bought into. What you need is production. And production comes from the route of energy. Your body stores energy. And I'm not really talking body stuff here when I talk exercise. I'm not talking about, man, I look pretty good, don't I? Huh? For my age, I'm looking sweet. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about creating production, energy. Let's face it. The body is only a small part of who you are. A man told me that once. Hey, Grant, you're not just a body. And boy, it just hit me. You know, you ever been told things that just like really moved you? This guy told me, he says, you're not just a body. And immediately I knew he was right. This is not what I am. I am energy inside this. Energy. I am life. You are. Your energy and your life inside that body. And if you don't move the energy in the life, it becomes useless. So I'm talking about using exercise as a way to produce energy, as a way to produce life, as a way to create production, and therefore a way to create morale and motivation in your life. See? See, we're talking about creating the life you want, creating life. And you do that by moving the energy around. The more you move the energy around, the more alive you feel. Man, I feel alive right now after I exercise. Exactly, because you created life. See, do you want to be highly energized? How would you like to be highly, highly energized with endless amounts of energy? People are amazed, man. How can you start at 5 o'clock in the morning and have a party tonight and go to 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the evening? Man, I got a lot of energy. Wow, I wish I had a lot of energy. You do have a lot of energy. I'm not some freak aberration of nature. We're all freak aberrations, man. We all got innate, abundant, endless supplies of energy. You just got to access it. How would you like to double your energy? Double it right now, okay? The answer, exercise. The more you exercise, the better you will feel, the better you will look, you'll act different, you'll be happier, you'll be more resistant to ills. Come on, let's face it, you know and I know, everybody agrees with this, most illnesses are psychosomatic, they're all in the head. I think I'm gonna get sick, so I do. The more you exercise, the more you will attract the right people in your life and success. The better you feel, the better other people feel around you. The better your customers feel, the better your clients feel, the better your associates at work feel, the better your employer feels, the better you feel. Folks, you're either moving as a living entity, you're either moving forward or you're going backwards. You're not staying the same. It's impossible. Nothing stays static. Nothing stays status quo. Don't believe it. You're either moving forward or you're moving backward. There's no such thing as staying in the same place. It doesn't happen. It's impossible. The planet you live on rotates. It keeps moving. If it stopped, we'd all be in trouble. That means you're moving. Which way are you going? You going this way or you going backwards? Because you're not staying the same. Well, Grant, we had a good month. Really? Well, how good a month do you have? Well, about the same as last month. Well, last month was record-breaking. This month is, you know, about the same. Then you're going backwards, okay? Control the direction of your life with exercise. Start your morning with exercise. Find ways where you can get control in your life. It gives you the sense of security. Anything you can control, you start feeling secure about. Hey, man, I got control right here. Exercise is one way to start that. A simple way to say, bang, I get up, I exercise, I'm in control. You start actually tricking yourself into believing you're in control, just like you trick yourself to think you're not in control. See, you control your body. Without your life, there's no body, right? Without your life force, there's no reason to have a body. It's a vehicle. This is a vehicle. You're the driver of this vehicle, so get in control of it. If you had this great automobile, wouldn't you take care of it? If you had this $300,000 automobile, wouldn't you take care of it? Yes, of course you would. If you had $1 million thoroughbred horse sitting out in your stable, would you take care of it? Sure you would. Would you let it sit there and not exercise? Don't think you would. If you had a big Ferrari sitting in your driveway or a Bentley sitting in your driveway, would you not drive it? Of course you would. You'd have to get in it. You'd take care of it. You'd drive it. You wouldn't let it sit there. What's a Ferrari in a driveway? Nothing, man. Get it on the road. Exercise. Exercise your horse. Exercise your horsepower. Exercise the performance that you have in you, the performance car you have in you. Exercise is a way to control your sense of production in your life. Every day I wake up, every day I exercise. Keep it simple, folks. You don't need equipment and gyms. You don't need to spend a bunch of money on this. Remember, all we're trying to do is produce energy. The body's secondary. The body will respond to the creation of energy. When you produce, you feel different than when you don't produce. It's simple. You'll even look different. People will say, hey man, you look different. What have you been doing? I've been walking every day. So one of the easiest things to do, maybe try this, is what I call 25, 25, 25, okay? It takes maybe 8 minutes to do this. I rarely spend more than 30 minutes working out. 25, 25, 25 goes like this. If I'm in a rush, 25 sit-ups, 25 push-ups, 25 deep knee bends. That's it. 25, 25, 25. 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, 25 deep knee bends. Maybe you want to try something like a 20-minute walk. Go for a 20-minute walk. If you can't do that, do a 10-minute walk. You know, it'll get you feeling stronger. It'll get you more focused. You know, before we shot this video today, before we shot this series, one of the things I did, went for a run this morning. I don't sit down and think, okay, what am I going to write? What am I going to talk about? I say, let me go for a run. Let me get the energy moving. See, there's basically three types of people out there watching this right now. Those of you who don't, number one, don't exercise at all. Go ahead and raise your hand. Yeah, I'm in there. Okay. Number two, those of you who exercise sporadically, you know, you're off and on. If you go on a vacation, you'll definitely exercise. Okay. Oh, I'm staying at the Marriott. I got to go use the gym, right? Got to get my money's worth. And the third group is those of you who are already committed to exercise. And I'm going to talk about all three of them. The first group, I want to encourage you to start walking every day. Take the stairs rather than the elevator. Walk more briskly in your work environment. Do jumping jacks every morning when you wake up. Consider the 25-25-25. That would be a simple way for you to start right now. Walk all the time, take the stairs, you know, do 25-25-25, maybe go for a 20-minute walk and do it every day for the next 30 days and see if it doesn't change you. It will change you. It'll change your production level too. Now, the second group, the sporadics, you guys need to get on a schedule. Get a trainer maybe, you know. So you got a trainer 3 days a week and you commit to, you know, doing something each morning. Commit to creating energy via exercise every day. Maybe get an exercise buddy. Make your exercise fun. Don't hurt yourself. Mix it up. I know a group here in San Diego, when they bring you in to work for them, you have to go work out every day. That's how they create production. Huh? Makes sense? You own a business, you want to get people productive, you're bringing people in, you're training them your way. They make them train, exercise every day to get them highly motivated. The third group of you, those of you who are already into body development, the buffed out bunches of you with the big biceps and pecs, the body, remember this, the body is a small part of who you are. I don't want to give my body more attention than necessary. I want to give my beingness more attention than my body. You are a being more than anything else. You're made of energy, creativity, you know, you've been around a long time and you have the desire to produce and perform. Turn your exercise regimen into a production focus, not a body focus. How can you take your time in the gym and turn it into production in your professional life? How can you break through to another level of success in the same way you broke through with your limited beliefs about your physical condition? Take your physical workout into your professional life and say, I'm gonna bust through in my life. I'm gonna burst through, I'm gonna make my life happen. Remember, exercise is merely movement. Movement creates energy. Energy creates production. And production is the basis for feeling good. So let's finish with another 10 right now, okay? It'll make you feel good and go out in the world, meet your customers, your clients, your employees, your employers, and your family and your kids, and you'll feel better. Thanks a lot.